Well, that's unfortunate,
Isolde Cawthron said as she buried the blade into the hollow of the guard's neck.
We could have been friends.
The blade slid free as he fell to the forest floor, his eyes wide as if in surprise. Garbled words faded away as they escaped his now ruby-red lips. A pool of blood trickled into the dark tunic and dead leaves scattered about. The usual rejected thoughts invaded Isolde's mind.
Who was he? Did he have a family? What was his name?
And the worst one of all,
did you have to kill him?
Shaking herself free, Isolde wiped the blade on the guard's pant leg and pushed it back into the scabbard at her hip. Killing wasn't something she enjoyed. Still, she couldn't risk the guard running back to his platoon and raising the alarm. Without a second glance, she hooked a gloved hand over a branch and began to climb.
Moron.
All he had to do was tell me the count of gods on duty tonight. Isolde shook her head.
Hope you thought it was worth your life.
Although she wasn't quite sure even that would have saved him. She stopped halfway up the massive oak, her steps sure and relaxed as she strolled along a wide branch. The presence of the others hiding amongst the leaves pressed against her skin like a warm assurance. Cries of agony streaming from Foxglove had long since ceased. The many tortured voices were now silent in the dead of night.
You're quiet, which is highly unlike you.
Isolde slid her gaze to the shadow lurking on the branch next to her as Fane descended from the canopy. The hawk, now resting on her shoulder, adjusted his footing. The sharp talons burrowed into the leather of her worn black cloak.
I just killed a man, Malachi. Do you expect me to be chatty?
She asked, turning her gaze forward once more, away from her second in command.
Besides, I figured you would enjoy the silence.
For you, silence is never a good thing.
Malachi paused, hazel eyes gazing out into the dark. His colossal shoulders rolled, the leather strap keeping the sharp, double-edged axe in place strained.
Especially not tonight.
Why? Because a lot of men might die?
Isolde asked, her eyebrow cocking.
By my hand? That's nothing new.
He shook his head.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Yes, it does.
A firm line formed on her mouth as her gaze fell. There was no avoiding it. Not this time. Only one particular question had yet to be answered.
Do I let the bastard live?
She muttered, crossing her arms. Tiny puffs of breath leaked through the mesh cloth pulled tightly over the lower half of her face. A face that had not aged in 35 years, since her 20th birthday. Her sun-kissed skin had yet to hold a single wrinkle, much to Isolde's vain satisfaction. Water slid down the black hood meant to hide her from the world onto the quiet forest below, which was now soaked in blood. A familiar sigh ghosted from the shadows. His husky voice stirred her humanity, the one part of herself she wished to bury, at least for tonight.
It's a choice you can't take back,
said Malachi, her beacon of light in the storm of uncertainty.
Obviously,
she said, her emerald eyes laced with ribbons of silver rolled in annoyance.
You are the one who asked.
Her narrowed gaze, ignited by the power stirring beneath her skin, slid to where he lumbered.
Rhetorical questions do not demand obvious, obnoxious answers, Malachi.
Irritation blossomed as a whisper of a chuckle filtered through the downpour between them.
With you, there's no such thing as a rhetorical question, Isolde, especially when the decision of ending a life is on the table.
I shouldn't even have to make this damn decision,
she said, turning back to the once beautiful territory. Rows of newly constructed barracks surrounded Foxglove Manor. A handful of guards patrolled the muddy grounds, snaking between the buildings. Light danced off the swords that hung at their sides and tips of the spears clutched in their grasp. Fane, perched on her shoulder, nuzzled closer, nipping at the edges of her mask. He was white as snow, save for the spots of red that decorated the tips of his feathers that were tucked tightly into his sides.